The Horseman's Corner is an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, on the air since 1994 with over 7,000 episodes with people involved in the world of horses. I'm Howard's son, Brian, and we welcome you to the Horseman's Corner. For anything website related, even if you just need some advice, it's free. Email support@halemultimedia.com or call 940-224-6315. You know I have been offering website help for many years. In fact, we've been in the business for over 20, so contact us today. That's halemultimedia.com. Nathan Painter and his family are in the Morgan horse business and have been for many decades. Do you still have some of that foundation blood in your breeding program today?
Yes, we do. We use what they call old government bloodlines, and those are bloodlines that the U.S. Cavalry would use to cross with other horses and thoroughbreds and make a good, stout cavalry horse, one that you could ride all day long. In fact, one of our horse trainers, I took him a Morgan, and he wasn't real familiar with Morgans, and he says, boy, I sure like this horse. I like a horse that is as good at the end of the day as they are at the beginning of the day, meaning that after you ride them all day, you still got a horse that you can do something on. They just have a lot of stamina, and that's what the government liked about them. That's why they crossed them with thoroughbreds and other breeds.
So are there quite a few Morgans registered in the United States?
I wouldn't say there's a lot of Morgans. Morgans are popular in places like the mountains where people have to ride them into some really rough country and ride them all day.
That was Nebraska Morgan horse breeder Nathan Painter. That's going to do it for today's Horseman's Corner. Remember, there's more on the web at horsemanscorner.com. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.